The Missouri Chamber of Commerce and Industry has teamed up with the Missouri Hospital Association to campaign for Medicaid expansion. The two organizations recently released a survey showing that Missouri hospitals eliminated nearly 1,000 jobs over a six-month period and canceled or postponed more than $100 million in construction and renovation projects. The Missouri Chamber also hired former GOP Governor and U.S. Senator Kit Bond to lobby for Medicaid expansion. Brendan Cassette, the Chamber's Director of Legislative Affairs, says Bond and other officials have had good discussions with several unnamed legislative leaders.
Just because you hear something in the paper or you hear something on the radio, there might be a lot more going on behind the scenes, and I'm optimistic that they'll have a pretty good shot at getting something done this year.
Cassette added, though, that if he knew exactly what his chances for success on Medicaid expansion were, he'd, quote, be in Vegas right now. It's also noteworthy that during a recent Missouri Chamber function, Kit Bond used the words reform and transformation to define his Medicaid proposal, not expansion.
Medicaid transformation doesn't expand the MoHealth net. It takes federal money that's going to be coming into the state and put people in private sector healthcare programs that will be managed by more efficient, privately run entities.
So far, only one bill this year encapsulates the proposal Bond has been touting. It's sponsored by GOP House member Noel Torpy of Independence, and it would provide Medicaid coverage to working Missourians whose incomes fall below 100% of the federal poverty level. It would then allow those whose incomes fall between 100 and 138% of poverty to purchase health coverage from private companies through the federal health exchange. The reforms include requiring recipients to be employed and requiring hospitals to be more transparent in how much they charge patients for various services. Hearings on the bill have been on hold since last month, and they were scheduled to resume Monday. But those who showed up heard the following from House Government Oversight Chairman Jay Barnes.
If you're here to hear about Medicaid, I'm going to disappoint you. We're not going to talk about Medicaid today. It's the chairman of the committee's fault, so if anybody has a problem with that, you can blame me.
So far, there's no indication on when hearings will resume. The bill would also require waivers from the federal government for it to take effect, which at this point does not appear likely. At an appearance in St. Louis in January, Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius indicated that waivers would only be considered if a state were to expand Medicaid coverage to people earning up to 133% of the federal poverty level. Torpy's bill would only expand Medicaid coverage to people making up to 100%. Meanwhile, Republican Senator Ryan Silvey of Kansas City has crafted a similar proposal, although his would go further. It would also address Missouri's food stamp program, requiring EBT cards to have photo IDs and requiring food stamp recipients to be employed or to be enrolled in college.
I feel like if we're going to tackle this problem of welfare and how it's administered in the state of Missouri, we ought to reform it all at the same time.
Sylvie has a hard sell, as five GOP senators have vowed to block any form of Medicaid expansion. Also, the deadline for filing new bills in the Senate has passed, so Sylvie's Medicaid proposal would have to be added on to another bill with a similar subject matter. The 2014 regular session ends in about 1 month. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin, St. Louis Public Radio.